Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got some stuff that we need to cover really quick. Did you hear that during the intro to the show today? The president's deciding. The president. Okay. Treasonous Joe Biden. Okay. Is going to decide if they're going to raise the debt ceiling. According to what we're told, did you know that we're at $31 trillion in debt? Isn't that interesting? You know where all that money's going, right? It's being sent out to the bureaucracies. It's being redistributed throughout the world. And all that debt is there to lay upon our children, to enslave them. There's no question about it. But again, the president is going to decide. No, wait a second. The president works for we the people. Isn't it interesting how they just assume all of this authority and decide what they're going to do and what they're not going to do? Wait a second. The voice of the people is Congress. They can only do what we delegated for them to do. Nothing more and nothing less. Did they ask you if they're going to, if it was okay to go ahead and raise the national deficit? Debt ceiling, as they call it? Absolutely not. Folks, this is insane. Just wanted to hit that really quick. Another thing I wanted to cover before we get into the show today, which, by the way, you're seeing what's going on over in Illinois right now, right? Illinois. 88% of the counties, the voice of the people, are saying no to the illegal edicts concerning their weaponry. Their right to bear arms is under attack. And the oversized governor there wants you to believe, with a smile on his face, that he represents the people in that state. I'm going to show you some visuals, as well as I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes here, friends, because it's very offensive. He's not representing the people. He's representing special interest groups in hopes of, again, tearing down the Constitution and recreating it into a global image. That's what it's all about. Do you guys remember when Bradley, that's me, this guy over here, when I covered the three peas in the pod, and this is like the second or third time I've covered both Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens, and I was highlighting the fact that now they have Charlie Kirk a part of this as well, who advocate the very things that God condemns, yet they call themselves godly men and women. Isn't it interesting? I did an article just most recently on November 22nd, three peas in a pod about Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro. And just to show you how this works, Romans 8:14, you know oftentimes more than not when you're being led to do and say something or to cover a topic by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And what happens is you know you're on track, but you just can't make out the end as to what this is going to be or what it's going to look like a lot of times. Sometimes you know exactly what's coming your way. But what's interesting is somebody just took the time to confirm what I was doing when I was telling you about the likes of Ben Shapiro, you know, having the ability to go ahead and play his violin at the White House dinners, and Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro being called up for congressional hearings, and then only to find out that they're taking money. Many of them that are a part of Daily Wire are taking money from people that we wouldn't want to associate ourselves with. Okay. Well, interestingly enough, somebody just confirmed this. This is a piece, Crowder versus Daily Wire. Did you see this? Just to confirm that, again, the Holy Ghost is at work continuously in this ministry. Crowder versus Daily Wire. The Daily Wire wanted Stephen Crowder to be a part of what was going on over there, so they offered him $50 million. Okay? To fall or to succumb to the dictates of a Ben Shapiro. Oh, I know Ben's got a lot of good things to say, folks, but the fact of the matter is I believe that what is happening here, friends, is not what we want to see happening here. You ever wonder why Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh and Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk, you ever wonder why they're not being censored by big tech companies? You want to know why? Because Stephen Crowder just highlighted the fact that if he was to be demonetized by YouTube or other social media platforms, then he would have to suck it up financially concerning his pay coming from the likes of a Daily Wire. In other words, friends, what we now know is Ben Shapiro and others that are a part of or under the umbrella of his organization are going along to get along and helping suppress free speech concerning guys like me. See, if you don't ally yourself with the likes of YouTube and social media platforms, you can't be a part of what the Daily Wire is promoting. Stephen Crowder also talked about in this contract about the things that Ben in his contract said what you could say and what you couldn't say. You couldn't talk about January 6th, so on and so forth, and then they told you what you could talk about. Wait a second. What happened to the First Amendment? I thought that's what these guys stood for. Here, friends, this is what I like to do. I like to just put the question to everybody. Why is the Daily Wire not being censored on YouTube? Why is Candace Owens not being censored on YouTube? Why is Matt Walsh not being censored on YouTube? Why is Fox News not being censored on YouTube? Why are those that are on YouTube platforms today, why is it that they haven't been censored? I want to tell you why. Because they're not there to expose the establishment. They're there to continuously reaffirm the stance of the establishment. Okay? Now, you all know what's been going on the last 3.5 years concerning the pandemic. And you also know that Jordan is now over there. Jordan Peterson, along, is smartest man in the world, I guess, Ben Shapiro said of him. Interestingly enough, both Ben and Jordan both took the shot. And it's interesting, folks, how they're just a part of the system, but yet they're putting up under false pretenses as to being something that they are not. Again, this is why we judge them by their fruit. But if you ever want to know why they're not being censored, and I'm talking about Daily Wire in particular, and we've had Ben Shapiro over here. I don't not like Ben. I don't trust Ben. And now this only further solidifies why we don't trust Ben. If you're not being censored from the mainstream media, which, by the way, they're always being called up onto Fox News and other outlets to debate, right? It's not because they're smart. It's because they're not a threat to the establishment that everybody in this country claims that they're sick and tired of. I want to just say it again. So for all of you that are just going along and trying to think maybe, well, Bradley, you're trying to put his light out, not at all. Listen, I'm just being led by the Holy Ghost here, and here again is another confirmation of what we tried to tell you concerning the likes of Ben and Candace and Matt and Jordan and all the good guys over at Daily Wire. Folks, they're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. You can say this, but you can't say this. You better not be demonetized from YouTube. Really. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C. NOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. You'll see us right there. Subscribe to SOL Radio Rumble feed and or go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We are broadcasting into 157 cities even now, as well as 53 countries. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show, where we are heavily censored for giving you information that many of those that call themselves conservatives and men and women of God fail to give you. And why? Because they're not against the establishment. They're a part of the establishment. Okay? And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to show this to you really quick. And again, this just came up on me today. I received a call from a preacher friend of mine out in Wisconsin today, and he had some questions about what was going on. He started bringing up Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson and other guys, and he just says, you know, we're going back and forth, and just Charlie Kirk came up too. And we just started noticing that there's this common theme that they are all in this together, and then to find this information out about what Stephen Crowder was exposing concerning the likes of Daily Wire just confirmed what we were highlighting by the Holy Ghost 3 months ago. And even prior to that, I've covered the likes of Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens. Folks, you got to ask the question, why all the favor? Well, here, I want to show you how these hearings are all set up. And I want to show you also how Ben Shapiro was called up. Now, Ben Shapiro, what I'm about ready to show you and what you're about ready to hear, it tells Congress the truth about leftist insanity on college campuses. Well, this is true. Hey, folks, I've been protested. I've been on the front page of the paper when I had dates at colleges before I even did the college. Why? Why? Folks, why is it that Ben Shapiro has the opportunity to go in and Charlie Kirk have the opportunity to go in and talk with all these students? It's not because they're smart, folks. It's because of what they avoid in topics. Like, for example, Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. You know, he calls himself a man of God, but he sits there and talks in front of all of the students during these lyceums that he has at college, and he gives a pass to what God clearly calls an abomination. I mean, it's a good thing Charlie Kirk is not the standard. It's a good thing that none of these men are the standard. And this is exactly what the Lord told us in Mark 8:15, to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, this, the establishment, the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, the likes of a man Shapiro friends feed off the Talmud. He is a Pharisee, and I'm going to prove the point. I want to first show you the favor that he receives. Here you have Jim Jordan, who is under scrutiny from those that know what he's responsible for and how he's appointed. He's extorted, friends, just like the rest of them are. He's under scrutiny, folks, for eyewitnessing sexual acts, concerns of pedophilia in the college that he worked at. And there was over 6 eyewitnesses that knew all the well Jim Jordan knew about it. And it's interesting, I've even seen the mainstream media's useful idiots want the truth of the matter. And Jim Jordan acts like a little kid with his hand caught in the cookie jar. He's got I am lying all over his whole aura, his whole person. But here you have Jim Jordan during a congressional hearing, listening to Ben Shapiro. Now, I'm just going to show you this real quick.
It's an honor to testify. It's an honor to testify before you here today. The reason
I'm
that
curious.
I'm with you is that I speak on dozens of college campuses every year, so I have some firsthand experience with the anti-First Amendment activities that have been taking place on the college campus.
Okay, so you see that he's in a congressional hearing. Same thing with Candace Owens. Hey, folks. I was talking to my wife before the show. I asked the question, how come I'm so heavily censored by the likes and tracked down by these mainstream media's useful idiots every step I take in the public arena, throwing me on the front page of the papers when I was doing high school assemblies, calling it parent protest when 5 parents showed up because I told the kids that sodomy was against the law. That's why, friends, they're attacking me. The other reason they're attacking me is because I'm making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution to bring about resolve. That's not what these guys are doing. They're paid to entertain you out of your freedoms. Now, I also wanted to show you that Ben Shapiro, again, out of his own mouth, again, I just want to make clear, I don't not like Ben, I just don't trust the guy. And I knew that he was up to some nefarious activity. And I'm talking about the things that he's doing with YouTube. That's all you have to do. I can stop right there. That's all you have to do is ask yourself the question, why is it that they're not being censored? That's all you have to ask. I mean, I'm not, hey, folks, every time we speak here during the morning show and the afternoon show, what do? We make reference to the Word of God, right? Exposing the Antichrist and their crimes against the people. Because the people declare, and they continuously say they want resolve, and then we show them provision in the Constitution as to how to deal with the bad guys. Do you ever hear that from the likes of any of these entertainers that are propping up the establishment that you say you're sick and tired of? Absolutely not. Why? Because if they were to do that, they wouldn't get all of that garnered traffic going over to them after they censor a guy like me, now would they? No, that's why Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire want to make sure that if you're a part of the little clan that we got going on over here, that you fall in line with social media platforms and you better not be demonetized. What does that equate to, friends? Exactly what they said it equated to. What are they doing? They're censoring others while they are profiting from the loss of others. That's exactly what they're doing. Why would it be Ben Shapiro's objective and others and that little clan over there? Why would it be their objective to make sure that you fall in line with social media platforms? What is it about? It's not about freedom of speech. It's not about your freedoms. Just like the rest of them on Fox News. It's not about, folks, it's about making money off of their sponsors. That's they're serving their golden calf. And the root of all evil is the love of money. And they love money more than they love their freedoms. And you know what? At the end of the day, friends, their kids, their children, their posterity are going to look at them as being cursed because they were not courageous enough to actually stand up and bring about the resolve rather than just trying to entertain people by showing everybody about, you know, everybody how smart they really are. Well, bring about the resolve. Bring about the resolve. We're ruled by law in this country. We're not ruled by intelligence. And I'm not talking about that in a demeaning way, but I'm saying I don't care how smart you are. If you don't know how to tell the truth, then you know what? I don't have any time for you. I'm going to lock my door. I'm going to shut off my television. I'm going to shut off my radio to people like you. We want the resolve, and if we truly want it, then we better get back to the Lord that bestowed our freedoms upon us, Psalm 33, verse 12. I want you to see this before the next hard break again, because I want Ben to do it for himself, and he does it in a way that none other could when it comes to the fact that he is an Antichrist. He is a Pharisee. Okay. Here you're going to see Ben Shapiro explain beliefs that Jesus was a common criminal. Okay. Common criminal. Another thing, you do know that Benny over here, he's worth about $25 million. And that's not because he's bringing about resolve, friends. It's because he's establishing. He's an entertainer inside of a system that's called the establishment, and he's helping prop it up by telling others that want to be on his platform, this is what you can say, and this is what you can't say. Just so you know as to why he's being called up on news outlets, radio outlets, and the such. I would love to have a conversation with Ben again. We've had him on the radio before, and I'd love to ask him these questions. But this one really bothers me, to say the least. Check this out. He's on Joe Rogan, knucklehead Joe Rogan show here. Here's Ben Shapiro. Listen carefully.
You don't believe in the divinity of Christ. I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble. Just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger...
I didn't see Jesus do that, but okay.
And then that gradually grew, and then...
Do you think he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, no, we're not into...
You know, Joe Rogan is another part of the problem in this country. He just wants to make sure that him and Ben are agreed concerning their distorted version of what the gospel is, and then they continue on down that road. But here you have Ben Shapiro, who claims to be a believer in the God of Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, who here, what does he do? He conflicts with the Word of God. Listen to what he says.
Well, not the miracle stories. No, that's
no?
Not, no.
You don't have any miracles?
No, not by Jesus. Right? No? They're ones in the Old Testament. Yeah, you've got Moses splitting the sea and all that.
What do you think happened there?
What do I think happened there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with the Maimonidean explanation that there was, it says in the Bible there was a strong east wind. So there's
look
a naturalistic explanation.
Just like, okay, is he okay with what I'm saying here? I mean, again, it's insanity what people give themselves to. It's confusion. And here we have believers that don't believe, and then we wonder why so many are confused. Well, the Bible says that we're supposed to follow me as I follow Christ. And if I don't follow Christ, you go on with Christ and you leave me alone. Okay? That's not what Americans have done. Because somebody says God bless America or Jesus or they're a Christian, they just drop everything and they glue their eyes to him and they follow him straight into darkness and the hell that they're going to deserve. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Monterey Park, California are looking for a motive in the Lunar New Year shooting that left 10 dead and 10 injured Saturday night. And citizens of the mostly Asian Los Angeles suburb are trying to cope.
I think that people are in shock. They're in disbelief that something like this would happen here.
Monterey Park Mayor Henry Lowe. Ukraine may be closer to getting what could be a game-changing weapon, German-made Leopard tanks. Germany's defense minister says he will not object should Poland make a formal request to send those tanks to Ukraine. The U.S. and Israel have begun a huge live-fire military exercise involving thousands of troops, a dozen ships, and 150 aircraft. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is formally recommending that Intelligence Committee members Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell stay on that panel. New Speaker Kevin McCarthy has vowed to deny seats to the two. Rich Johnson, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, by the way, this show is premised on good news. This show is premised on people standing up and winning the day. 1 Timothy 6:12. That's what happens. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. It happens without fail because we cast our bread upon the water, and what happens? It returns unto us. You reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7. It rains on the just and on the unjust. You're going to reap a harvest regardless, folks, of what you think that you're going to get away with in this life, good, bad, or ugly. I'm talking about if you sow good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest. If you sow corrupt seed to the flesh, you're going to reap a corrupt harvest and a good harvest, so on, good and corrupt as well. But in saying that, folks, we have to pay attention as to what's going on here. And what I want to do is I want to get to this right away. 88% of the counties in Illinois right now, and this shows you that the American people, namely in that state right now, who are under attack by their criminal governor, okay, this is the voice of the people, because 88 of the counties, the voice of the people, are saying no to his illegal edicts. And so are the sheriffs. Okay, and I love these sorts of highlights because it again shows you faith in action. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. You can see their love for their God and their country when they're willing to stand up and resist tyranny. That's what we're founded upon. Read the Declaration of Independence. So, without further ado, let's go over to the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia Okay? Let me just stop right there because I know that there's a lot of people that don't know the difference. Okay? What is the militia? Well, if you read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, you'll find out that it's the common man, 17 to 45 years old, that is to help the good government stop or to repeal invasion or to stop domestic insurrection. And that domestic insurrection that's being created today is being done by unconstitutional agencies like the FBI and the CIA, hand in glove with the corrupt media and the corrupt that are incumbent in your government today. Let's again, I'm not going to sit here and dance around the issues. Let's just lay the axe to the root of the tree and drop the tree rather than dealing with all the corrupt branches on that stock. Okay? So when you look at a well-regulated militia, our forefathers told us, George Mason addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention said June 4, 1788. He said, I ask, who are the militia? Americans? I'm equipping you right now. They consist now of the whole of the people except a few public officers. Yeah, those public officers didn't want them to have guns because they knew that they couldn't dictate their lives if they weren't armed people, right? Because it was also George Mason who said June 14th of 1788 concerning the several state conventions of the adoption of the federal constitution. He had said to disarm the people, those are those bad officers, right, with incumbents, is the most effectual way to enslave them. Disarm them. To enslave the people, said George Mason, just disarm them. Disarm them. 1 Corinthians 13:22. That's exactly right. Your oppressors are going to control you as you are disarmed. But if you look at Luke 11:21 and 22, protect your goods. How? By being armed. Luke 11:21 and 22. So again, who are the militia? George Mason says, the people. Okay? That's who the militia is. James Madison, the first annals of Congress, 434, page 434, June 8, 1789, said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay? A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Well, what did Richard Henry Lee say? Federal Farmer number 18, January 25th, 1788. He said this, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. He said, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when they are young. Now, we all have seen the social media memes, the posts of the kids in the 50s and before who had gun training in public schools. Now, I'm not advocating for public schools, but I am showing you how far we have digressed in this country, and it's not good. Let me give you one more. What, sir, is the use of a militia? Said Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts. He said this on August 17, 1789. It's found on page 750 of the First Annals of Congress. He said, the use of a militia is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. He said, whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia. Who's the mainstream media been attacking for decades in this country, friends? The militia. I mean, folks, you got this guy out here, Sheriff Lamb in Arizona. He's got 633 deputized individuals in his county alone. They are called the militia. And why are they being raised up? They're being raised up for the very purpose of what you're seeing today in your said government, which is foreign, the way they act, to the U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights. This is also what he said, Elbridge Gerry. Whenever government means to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Oh my goodness, folks, I could spend all day just giving you references concerning our forefathers who established the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia, okay? Necessary of the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That word, by the way, means not be violated. Not to be violated. Oh my goodness. Let me go to the mainstream media, and then I'm going to get to the main topic concerning this oversized governor in Illinois who wants you to believe that he's actually representing the people in that state when the opposite is true. What they're doing, folks, is they're trying to get you to believe that he works for the people. And what I'm about ready to show you, friends, is the opposite, again, is true, like on so many different levels. Listen to this. This is the New York Post. Listen to what they said. There is no individual right to bear arms in the Bill of Rights. Did you hear this? Who are they working for? Okay. There is no individual right to bear arms in the Bill of Rights. This is the USA Today. See, the devil wants you to believe them. Okay. John 8:44. The New York Post, forgive me, I got that mixed up. Law-abiding Americans have no unconditional right to firearms access. No. Yes, we do. That's why there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people. Okay? Just want to make clear, this is the reason our forefathers told us to arm ourselves, because of what we see on the horizon. This is misinformation, and they should be held accountable for spreading misinformation. Okay? Let's go over to the San Francisco barrister. The debate over gun control offers a revealing case study of the misuse of the Constitution. Okay, the idea that the Bill of Rights guarantees each individual a right to own a gun is a constitutional illusion. Hey, folks, what enforces the rest of our Bill of Rights? The Second Amendment. Without the Second Amendment, they'll strip them all away because there's absolutely nothing you can do about it in standing in opposition to their acts of tyranny. Just ask Mao Zedong. Just ask Adolf Hitler. Just ask Pol Pot. Just go ahead and ask Idi Amin. Ask Joseph Stalin. How does that work? You got to first disarm them, folks. You got to first disarm them. Here, listen to this one. This one is the Washington Post. They said the sale, manufacture, and possession of handguns ought to be banned. We do not believe, and the amendment guarantees an individual right to keep and bear arms. They should probably tell that to their security guard downstairs at the entry of their buildings then. It's just like the UN. It's just like those that are creating these unconstitutional policies that undermine the Second Amendment, right? Let's go over to this one. Austin American Statesman, there is no constitutional guarantee for private ownership of firearms. Oh, I didn't know that, because when I look at our forefathers and I see what you're advocating for, I see that you're attempting to face off as to why they established the Second Amendment. And then the question that needs to be begged here is then, why is there 393.3 million guns into the hands of the American people if it wasn't a constitutional right that God gave us? Okay, of course, they're not going to answer that. But this is how Jesus does what he does. He puts questions to their questions. You answer this, and then I'll answer your question. They can never answer his questions, okay? They're froward. There is no reason for anyone in the country, for anyone except a police officer or a military person to have or to buy, to own, or to have a handgun. Former president of NBC. See, folks, they're all a part of this. They've been given cover to corruption for decades in this country, centuries in this country. Let's go over to the statement filed by 52 law professors and historians in a Second Amendment lawsuit. This all the way should explain, also should explain as to why we're in trouble in our colleges. This is coming from law professors that don't know the law. Okay, the Second Amendment protects only the right to bear arms for the purpose of service in the militia and, well, they're, guess what, friends? We are the militia, and not firearms ownership related or unrelated to military service, militia service. You are incorrect. See, they profess themselves to be wise, but they're fools. Folks, honestly, they're fools. read Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, the Bible says they became fools, and they are. Period. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful, it's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, folks, 1-866-582-9933. And what we're talking about right now, folks, is I'm just kind of teeing this up for you. I'm giving you answers as to who our forefathers said the militia was concerning the Second Amendment. And then I'm taking it in contrast concerning those that are warring against the American people and our forefathers and attempting to establish as they face off with, again, friends, they have no truth in them. And they're trying to convince you that you don't have the right, and I'm countering that with what our forefathers said. Well, what's happening in Illinois right now is the oversized governor there is trying to convince the people in his particular state that he's there representing the people. I'm here to tell you he's not. And guess what? 88% of the counties in Illinois are refusing to submit to his tyranny. Romans 12:21. That's exactly right. Now I'm beginning to see that people are paying attention to who our forefathers were and what it is that they did and establishing who we are under God. Amen? Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you all know what they'd be doing, right? Here, I want you to see this guy. And of course, the devil wants you to believe him. And here's one of his little minions. And here's a prime example of what I'm talking about. Check this out.
That's why today I couldn't be prouder to say that
look at him.
We got it done.
Yeah.
Illinois now officially prohibits the sale and distribution of these mass-killing machines.
Mass-killing machines. But yet he has armed security detail that has these mass-killing machines, as he calls them, right? You're not supposed to outgun the people you serve here, dog. And that's exactly what he's trying to get you to believe. Look.
And rapid-fire devices.
Rapid-fire devices. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it interesting when they create these unconstitutional wars and they want you to go overthrow some third world country? Isn't it interesting how they put these rapid fire machine guns into the hands of your children who too often come back where you have to bury them? Isn't that crazy how that works? Do people think? Also, keep in mind, these are the people that are responsible for the innocent that have been murdered in gun-free zones. Oh, yes, you heard me right. And you need to hold them corrupt politicians responsible for those gun-free zones. 94% of all mass murders take place in gun-free zones. Why is it that everybody else is protected but our kids? And they don't want us to have guns neither. They don't want us to protect ourselves because they are the ones that we would be opposing. That's what's happening here, friends. These people don't want to see the Second Amendment, and it doesn't matter as to what's going on in Illinois right now. Those people know what the Second Amendment's about, and that's exactly why the good sheriffs that are doing their job in 88 counties in that state have said, absolutely not, we are not submitting to HB 5471. But notice what the corrupt governor did. Also, if you have not listened to the show over the last weekend, keep in mind four Illinois governors have already gone to prison. Okay, so you have a criminal trying to tell you, you know, with a smile on his face, right? You know, I'm so happy to tell you, I'm so proud to tell you today that we're gonna go ahead and strip your rights a little bit more concerning your right to defense against guys like us. You have criminals that are proclaiming their unlawful edicts, friends, and this is another one. What he's doing is illegal. Read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, friends. They're the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. The whole Bill of Rights, and I've said it 100 times, and I'm going to say it again because it's right in view here, is the fact that it was set forth, the preamble, that the conventions of a number of states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, what you're seeing from this guy, or abuse of its powers, what you're seeing from this guy, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government, okay, which is gone in so many different ways. Now I want to make clear, the institution of government has been ordained by God. The institution of government is awesome. I love good government. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay? But I want to make clear that we are not, as a people, called to overthrow the Constitution. We as a people are called to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution, such as the individual that I just showed you. And he is nothing short of a criminal. He is committing the act of a criminal. And he has not been given delegated authority to attack the people that he promised in an oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, 23 of Deuteronomy, concerning the laws that he's supposed to magnify. He's doing just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. They're just, again, hoping that they get people that are ignorant enough to believe their lies. Now, what I want to show you on social media platforms is the county sheriffs that have said they will not enforce HB 547 or 5471. Does this look like he's representing the people of his state? Hey, folks, 99% of this state is covered in red. There's some white that has no data. That is very sparse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 counties that were white. They had no data, which I'm sure they probably did. They just didn't want to make it any more as what they would call red concerning the good guys, right? There's only 2 counties that are blue. Friends, who's he representing? By the way, this map right here is a prime example of what I continuously say when I say it's the Saul Alinsky tactic. He wants you to believe that he is in the majority of the people. And regardless, we're ruled by law, not by party. We're a constitutional republic, not a democracy, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But isn't it interesting? He wants you to believe that he's serving the people in the state. These are the counties so far, along with the good sheriffs of the state, that have said, no, we're not enforcing that. Folks, can I ask you something? Who's creating the war? I mean, the first casualty in every war is the laws that are supposed to be upheld by those that are supposed to speak the truth. That's not what's happening here. See, these people are awakened to the fact that they are under direct attack by criminals that call themselves representatives. And again, don't get me wrong, they are criminals. And they need to be held, and they need to be held accountable as such. And for these people, or these individuals, or groups that still want to claim that the right to keep and bear arms is not an individual right, well, let me say it this way. Then that individual or group is just as likely to use the words of the 19th century chaplain William Bitterwolf. Listen to what he said. He said, to look all over the sky at high noon on a cloudless day and not see the sun. Yeah, folks, these people know what they're doing. Hey, folks, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. That's giving people the benefit of the doubt. That's not what I'm talking about here. These people know what they're doing. They're allied, Isaiah 28, verse 18, to continuously tear down the rights of the people under this Fourth Reich. Don't get me wrong on what I'm telling you, friends. Under this Fourth Reich, because they're acting just like that of the Germans in the 1930s. Exactly. I do a whole show, friends, on what happens to a people when they're disarmed. There's massive, massive, massive genocide. That's not a scare tactic. That's the truth. And if it scares you, then hopefully it scares you right. And it scares you upright. It scares you in the right direction to bring you back to the Lord, that you might repent, that He might empower you by the Holy Ghost to go ahead and begin to become what He's always created you to be. And that's more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. To overcome by faith. 1 John 5:2, right? Remember the Bible says, friends, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hey, folks, these people know exactly what they do. They see the sun. They don't want to acknowledge the sun. And guess what? What's happening across the United States, and I praise God for every one of you that are doing the right thing and obeying the law against these tyrants, it's not good enough to just resist. Now it's time for the people to lawfully remove the corrupt and put good men into office. See, we don't need more laws. This is the point that I was going to make. We don't need more laws. We need good men enforcing the laws that we have. See, because Tacitus said this back during the Roman days, the days of the Romans, I should say. He said, the more voluminous the laws, the more corrupt the state. If you're sick, let me say it this way. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, simply get back to God's 10 and enforce them. Enforce them. That is the covenant Christians have with Him. That's why Scripture tells us that His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. That's pretty simple to understand, right? Put the word in context, friends. Quit listening to these hirelings that you see all across the boards that are on TV that are selling you down the river, because, friends, rest assured, it's exactly what they're doing. If they're telling you to submit to this, they don't know their Bible. They don't know their history in any sense of the word. And I'm telling you, folks, as our forefathers said, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And you can get that T-shirt as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's a great conversational starter. I'll tell you that. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.